This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden won't say how he'll measure the success of his upcoming meeting with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At a news conference at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president described Putin as bright and tough.
As they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
And he won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
Where is the evidence?
Where is proof?
It's becoming farcical.
The president says when they meet Wednesday in Geneva, he'll make clear there are areas where the U.S. and Russia can cooperate if Putin so chooses. If not,
we'll respond in kind.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Delegations from Russia and the United States involved in nuclear negotiations with Iran have held talks in Vienna ahead of Wednesday's summit meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The United States is not directly involved in the Vienna negotiations, but has regular contacts with participating diplomats. A senior Russian diplomat said that the Vienna meeting was proof that the two countries can maintain business-like cooperation on issues of common interest. An investigation has begun into the cause of a gas line explosion at a market in central China, where the death toll has risen to at least 25. Rescuers climbed over smashed bricks and slabs of concrete to find victims after the blast in Hubei province, as residents were buying breakfast and vegetables. Officials announced a higher death toll in the formation of an investigation team at a news conference.